Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, hi there, ho there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. My name is Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for technical managers, and it is my mission to rid the world of the underconfident, underpaid, overworked technical manager. So if that's kind of how you're feeling right now, let's take a stand, let's make a change. And if you're looking for the person who's going to make that change, take a look in the mirror. So lots of references just right there, right there in that intro there. I challenge you to find all the pop culture references there. It just flows, you know. Anyway, welcome everyone. The topic of the week is money. This is one of my favorite topics because it's one of those things that honestly, I think we don't talk about enough because it's like, it's one of those taboo topics for some people. Where it's like, no, we don't talk about money, right? Like if you grew up in a family like I did, where like, we didn't talk about money, or if we did, it always ended up in an argument. Like if I had to ask my dad for money, or we talked about, or I saw my parents talking about money and how much money was being spent, it always just led to screaming matches. And so a lot of us have like a negative association with money and like a heaviness around money, even a guilt or a shame around money. And then other people don't. Right. Other people are just like, it's money. You know, I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's just, it's a thing. It's there. It's a resource. And so sometimes those people like butt heads, it's like, why are you so like chill out about money? And then it's like, no, wait, hang on. Money's serious stuff. Like, why are you so easy peasy about it? And also like in terms of framing what our mission is here at the PeopleStack, there's lots of different ways to frame it. But look, one really easy way to keep score in your career is to take a look at how much money you're making. It's really that simple, because the money that you're making is a reflection of the value, or at least a reflection of the value that the people you're working for believe, perceive that you're adding. And so I'm not inviting you to make it mean that like, if you're not making enough money and you're not owning your worth and you're not making as much as you'd like, that you're not adding value. It's simply a way to keep score. You know, does the Olympic champion fall into shame if she or he gets 10th place sometimes, or even 20th place instead of first? No, it's simply a way to keep score. So it's, hey, how am I doing? How can I keep track? It's a very hard and fast quantitative measure. And look, I was trained in statistics, guys. Like my brand of geek back in the day, this was like 10, 15, 20 years ago, when I was an academic, when I was a researcher, my brand of geek was statistics. Show me the numbers. Bring the data. I don't want the drama. Don't bring the drama. Bring the data, not the drama. And so money is data, and it's verifiable data. It's data we can trust, and it's there. And you can't argue with it. The problem comes when people start like adding too much meaning on top of it. And so today, like too much heavy meaning on top of it. Because at the end of the day, money is just, it's a resource. Sometimes people say money is just energy. It's floating out there in the ether. You know, one of my friends said it this a slightly different way, but it's kind of in the same theme. Money is kind of just, it's numbers in a spreadsheet. It's moving around numbers in a spreadsheet. Like, especially because in this day and age, we don't even work with actual cash, a lot, cash or coins. We're just moving numbers around. We're just moving data around. At the same time, though, there is some really empowering meanings that you can associate with money that, like, I don't mean to minimize it. It's just energy. It's just numbers in a spreadsheet. It's just a resource. It's what do you do with it? What do you make it mean that you have or don't have money? What do you make it mean that you get to do with it? You get to spend it. You get to save it. How do I get to use it? If I have a lot, what does it mean? If I have not enough, what does it mean? That's where it starts to get thorny. So today I want to talk about the heavy money stuff. The heavy money stuff that many of you are feeling right now. And so what I mean by that is I know that many of you feel heavy when you think about money. It may feel like you're contracting, like there's this resistance. Maybe you cringe. Maybe you get this like anxiety in the pit of your stomach. Like you just, money. Or like, oh my God, money. Oh, but money. You know, that actually happens a lot when we're talking with clients about their dreams in particular, especially clients who are in pretty tricky, pretty prickly financial situations. Maybe they just got laid off from a job. And so the money, cash flow is tight. And we talk about their dreams because it's really important to know where you're going. It's really important to know your destination. It's really important to know that North Star. Not just so that like us as coaches can help guide you somewhere, like where do you want us to point you towards, right? And how can we help you get there? We need to define where the there is, but also because it gives you clarity and it gives you that motivation, that juice to keep going. But especially for clients who are in prickly financial situations, it's like, okay, I want a dream, but the money, I need money. Like, what would be that hell yes job? Oh my God, I could tell you what the hell yes job is, but I just need a job right now. I just need the paychecks to start coming in again. I don't have any money right now. I can't think about the dream. I need money. I don't have enough of it. Or it's kind of like, what's your dream salary? Oh, it's not about the money. You know, like when we ask people what their dream salary is, and I've asked this on lots of trainings, like if you've watched our free training, the free training at training.thepeoplestack.com, right? I ask in that training, like, what's the number? What's your dream salary number? And we ask that to prospective clients, to clients all the time, to tech managers who reach out to help and to tech managers who have said, yeah, I want your help. I need your help. I want to be a part of the PeopleStack family. What's that number? Like, but I'm not motivated by money, Jen. I hear you. Neither am I per se, but what I'm motivated by is what I get to do with money. How I get to use that resource. I don't make it mean anything except that, like, number one, I worked hard for that money and it's a reflection of my impact. And number two, here's how I get to create a beautiful life and create even more beautiful, joyous, peaceful, connecting, loving moments in my life with that money. That's what it means. So, like, directly, it doesn't motivate me to just have money in the bank account. Although for you, it may. Like, some people love saving. Like, I'm a spender, right? Some people are saving, are savers, right? So for you, and as long as this is empowering, hey, that's great. We can all put different meanings on this. Like, it may feel really great to have that money in a savings account because you know that it's going to be put to good use and you have that buffer and you have that safety net. So maybe money means safety to you. Maybe it means value. Maybe it means safety. That can be a really empowering meaning as well. As long as you don't hoard it, as long as you don't say, you know, it's the classic example of the woman who has, you know, what woman, any woman, it could be a man too, but like the person who has $100,000 in their bank account and they think they're poor. I don't have any money. Oh my God. And it's like, you have a six-figure bank account. No, but that needs to stay there. It's for safety. It's just in case there's a zombie apocalypse. I need that six figures in my bank account. It's like, no. We can't hoard it that way. It's like, hey, you have a dream. You want to buy a car. You want to go on a trip. You want to buy that piece of jewelry for your wife, for your husband. You want to do that thing. And the money comes into your life. You do it for them. Right. So I get that some of you may also have a resistance around money. That's, I'm not motivated by money. I don't want to talk about it. That's a resistance. So what I'm talking about is removing any of those resistances, whether it's a really clear cut, it feels heavy. It feels, makes me contract. It makes me cringe. It just makes me sick to my stomach to even think about money and making money and spending money. And why do we spend? We talk so much about it. Can't we just not have money? You know, why can't we just live in a world where there's nothing but money? Like, why can't we just exchange goobers? Like, that would just be better. Okay, look, if you want to call your money goobers, that's fine. It's me too, right? But that's a resistance too. I don't want to talk about money. I'm not motivated by money. There's something in there. There's some drag there. Because look, if you have any resistances around money, whether it's like really obvious or something a little bit more subtle, a little bit more sneaky, of a resistance around money, you're not going to make any more of it. You're not going to make any more of it. And what that means is you're not going to be motivated to make more of an impact, because income equals impact. Impact equals income. You might want to write that one down, because this is a really important one. I highly recommend you write that one down. I know some of you already take notes listening to this podcast. You capture it. You make it a part of who you are. You anchor it, right? You're listening, but you write it down and you say it out loud and you share it with others. And that's the way you make what I'm saying on this podcast happen in real life. And it doesn't just stay in the room. It doesn't just stay in your ears. It doesn't just stay on your computer screen. I want you to go take action. I want you to anchor it. I highly recommend you write it down. Income equals impact. Put it on a sticky front and center, look at it every day, share it with your family, because that's what it means. Share it with your colleagues, share it with everyone who will listen. Income equals impact, impact equals income. Because if you have any resistances around income, around money, you're not going to make as much of an impact. You're not going to make the impact that you're truly capable of doing, because you're going to be so afraid. You're going to be blocking that money from coming into your life. I guarantee it. Been there, done that, check the box, suffered so that you don't have to. I was so worried about not making money, so worried that we didn't, and the bank account went to zero. Fixed it, great, got over it, great. Was it a gift? Yes, but I highly recommend not doing it that way. Remove any blocks that you have around money, and you're going to be able to make way more of an impact. Income equals impact. And if you're not making what you know that you're capable of making, if you're not owning your worth, you're going to feel underrecognized. You're going to feel terrible. And I don't have to explain to many of you how terrible it feels to be underrecognized day after day after day after day. And then it just gets to the point where it's like you want to numb that like really icky, yucky feeling of being underrecognized. And the way that you numb it is by saying, oh, I don't really care about the money anyway. I call BS. I call BS. Yes, you do. We all do, because we all want to make an impact, and we all deserve to get paid for the impact that we're making. We all deserve to get paid a lot for the impact that we're making, because I know that if you're listening right now, you're making a great impact, an awesome impact, an extraordinary impact, and you deserve to get paid for that. So don't tell yourself the story that you're not motivated by money. It's not really about the money, because and some level, it is. So the only way that you're going to earn more income and have more income, because impact, because the way that you're going to make more income, by the way, is by making more of an impact. So then it's like, okay, I need to make more of an impact. How do I do that? How do I do that? That's the question. That's the one that's going to drive you, because the income is a byproduct of the impact. So the question that's going to drive you isn't, maybe it is, how do I make more money? If it is, great. But the other question that could drive you, because income equals impact, is how do I make more of an impact? How do I do both? I want to do both. Great. Pick one. I want to make more money. I want to make a higher salary. I want to command a 200K plus salary as a technical leader. I want to earn $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year as a technical leader. Does that drive you? Great. The next question is how. Or I want to make an impact, a greater impact as a technical leader. I want to lead teams to victories over and over and over again. Verifiable, repeatable, awesome victories. I want to make that impact. Does that drive you? Great. The question then becomes how. The answer is the same. The answer is the same. You build your excellence as a technical leader and you evangelize that excellence. That's how you make more of an impact. Because look, at the end of the day, like obviously you need to build your excellence as a leader. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't already know that. Probably part of what drove you to listen to this podcast is because you are committed. You are like ultra committed to up-leveling your excellence as a technical leader. The other piece of it, though, is evangelizing that excellence, promoting yourself, promoting your team. Because no one else is going to see that impact if you don't evangelize it. Wait, that's the piece that people often don't talk about. Yes, income equals impact, but you can't just put your head down and not talk about it. That impact has to be perceived. People need to see. The people who make the decisions about, are they going to hire you? Are they going to give you that raise? Are they going to give you that promotion? Are we going to hire that person? People who make those decisions, they need to see that impact. And the only way for you to help them to see it is to evangelize that excellence. Income equals impact. Whichever side of the equation you want to focus on, whichever one juices you even more, focus on it. And then get to work building your excellence as a leader, evangelizing your excellence as a leader. That's what it is. It's that simple, but it's not easy. We boiled it down to that simplicity. Because simplicity is what gets people into action. And then it's like, now it's time to do the hard work. And if you're ready to do the hard work, to build your excellence as a leader, to evangelize your excellence as a leader, so that you can create an amazing impact on the technical world, on the tech world, as a badass leader, while you also enjoy a life of financial freedom and of joy and of gratitude, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. That is what we are all about. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about building your dream career here. And you cannot do it alone. You cannot. That's why you're listening. You know you need help. And I know you're also smart enough to know that while you may come up, while you may take away some really great distinctions, some really great aha moments, some really great learnings from listening to my podcast, to other people's podcasts, at the end of the day, what's really going to make the difference is taking action. Well, actually, first, before you take action, you need to be able to translate what it is I'm saying to your situation, to your team, to your career, to your life. What are the challenges that you're facing right now in your career, in your life, with your family, with your money? What are your specific money resistances and how do you get over them? You need help in order to do that. It's not a sign of weakness to ask for help. It's a sign of strength, because what it means is you're owning what you're great at. You ask for help with what you're not, and it's all in service to others. It's all to create a larger impact and to create more income, to attract more money along the way too. So if you're committed to all of this, if you're committed to building your dream career and you're ready to show up coachable and get to the truth around what it's going to take to build that dream career, then book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Pick your time zone, pick a time that works for you. Just make sure you show up free of distractions, free of any expectation about what's going to happen on that call, because we got your back. Just show up coachable, show up ready to get to the truth, and show up ready to receive a step-by-step plan, custom tailored step-by-step plan for you so that you can start that journey right on that call. You can start the journey towards your dream career right on that call. Your dream career is calling. Why are you waiting? ThePeopleStack.com/book. That's what we're here for. It's our privilege. It is our honor to help technical managers just like you, committed, capable, decisive, resourceful, intelligent, super intelligent. Oh my God, the intelligence of our client just blows my brains. Like, and I'm pretty smart, you know? Got a PhD, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, I work with some pretty smart people, and I'm super, super privileged to be able to do that. So if you're ready to become a part of the PeopleStack family and help us change the world, and you want to be one of the tech managers that's going to help us change the world, you know the link, thepeoplestack.com/book. So look, if you feel heavy around money, if there's any resistance around money, any cringing around money, any sneaky barriers to money, you're not going to make any. And what that means is you're not making the impact that you're really capable of. It's time to remove those resistances, my friends. And we're here to help if you need it. So that is it for the day. Have a fabulous rest of your days, your weeks. To everyone, good morning, good evening, good night. To all of you fabulous people over the internet. And we will talk again soon. Take care. Love you all. And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.